Hello, and thanks for joining us for today's Big Sky Mental Health Podcast that will focus on the coach-student-athlete relationship. I'm Denise Thompson from the Big Sky, and I'm joined by Aaron Grisonic, the Director of Student-Athlete Wellness at Montana State. Our guests include Northern Colorado women's head basketball coach Jennifer Hoop and Portland State soccer student-athlete and Big Sky SAC rep Paige Jonathan.
Thank you for joining us on this special podcast, Coach Huth and Paige. Let's start with Coach Huth. As head coach, can you explain why it's important for coaches to converse with each individual member of the team?
Thanks, Aaron. Yeah, I think, I always talk about where our student athletes are people first, their students second, and their athletes third. So we have to value them as people and be in relationships. So I think one-on-one meetings are really important. This year I tried something new because, sometimes that relationship with the head coach can be intimidating at times. And so we started weekly journals where I can ask them questions about who they are and then talk about what's your favorite drill, what's your favorite coffee drink, what's a favorite family tradition, and then just also dialoguing through like what's your weekly commitment on the court. And so just getting a better sense of who our players are. And I think it's gone over really well. So that's something new that I've tried this year.
I was wondering if you noticed that there was anything that you did in particular that helped students feel valued.
Well, like I said, it goes back to relationships. So, you might be on the court with them and they don't have as big of playing time role, but showing them and teaching them where their role is valued. Maybe it's in leadership, or maybe it's in hustle plays, or maybe it's you're really good at the communication between the players and the staff. So figuring out kind of what their wheelhouse is and bringing that into the team concept. Because, if everybody does their role well, for instance, even if it's not statistically, it helps the bigger picture. And so we call them their superpowers. What's your superpower? And we got to bring our superpowers every day because that's part of our team and that's part of our culture.
Speaking of being valued, Paige, as a student athlete, what would it mean for a coaching staff to communicate realistic goals for the players while also showing an interest in them as a person beyond athletics?
For me personally, having a coach be able to relay their realistic goals for me as a person and as a player would show that they are invested in my development on the team. Kind of referencing what Coach Huth was saying about their superpowers, having the coach keep those in mind and be able to identify those in their players really helps the camaraderie of the whole team and establishes that we're all working towards one goal and that everyone, as Coach Huth was saying, is valued.
Aaron, can you chime in for a little bit with the listeners? What is something that you've heard from student athletes about what may be missing from their interactions with their coaches?
I think during this time where there's so much uncertainty about play and practices and schedules and things like that, with regard to just their athletic selves, I think that even though the coaches are doing their best, I think that I've heard from students there's a frustration or maybe a wish that the coaches could be a little bit more transparent about what's going on. And I don't know that coaches can really do anything differently. I think that from what I understand, coaches are being as transparent as they can. But one of the things that I think has been helpful when coaches share that they're in a similar space or a similar struggle that the student athletes are in. And I think what that does is it helps them bond together around a solution that they really don't have a lot of control over. So I think transparency is probably the biggest thing. I think that with distance, the distance that we're seeing between the coaches and athletes, there's probably a lot that's missing in terms of that one-on-one or face-to-face interaction. And I think that that those one-on-one or face-to-face interactions, you really can't substitute for those in a lot of ways. That comes when you're on the court or the field with each other and working through situations live. And I think that's where that mutual respect really gets built.
You're listening to the Big Sky Mental Health Podcast, and today we are focusing on the coach-student-athlete relationship. Coach Ruth, can you tell us something that you learned with communicating with young adults while you were an assistant coach that helped prepare you to take on a head coaching gig?
Well, as an assistant, you're kind of a gap filler. And I found that this generation, a little bit unlike maybe my generation of player, was just like, okay, the coach does this, you kind of find the camaraderie and, you know, you get a little bit of feedback here and there. But I think with this generation, you definitely have to give consistent feedback and honest feedback in a compassionate way. So I think just having all those dialogues as an assistant coach, the kids are in your office, they're crying, they're telling you all these things that you sort of know that as a head coach, that those conversations or those thought processes are happening. So I can read into situations sometimes because of having those relationships as an assistant, that I might dig a little deeper as a head coach and say, okay, what's really going on? I know there's more. So I think that's really helped a lot. And then consistent feedback, you know, being honest and in all honesty, I think this is a work in progress for all of us head coaches. We have to continue to get better and learn our athletes. There's a lot of trial and error and there's a lot of imperfection in those relationships. But I think letting people know you really do care about them and showing up for them in small ways usually goes a long ways. You know, it's a text message. Hey, let's watch film. How's school going? You know, it's touch points consistently.
I think that's a key, kind of making small touches all along the way, right? Paige, unfortunately, injuries occur that can be a tough time for student athletes. What are some things that go through the injured athlete's mind, and how could a coach help them get through that?
Speaking on behalf of my 4 years of collegiate athletics experience, I have learned that injuries are not solely a physical injury. Athletes tend to question their athletic identity when in a state of injury or experiencing an injury, rather. And so with that, some distancing from sport can come into play, and feeling like they're no longer a vital part of the team, and just different questions come to mind and race through an injured athlete's mind. And so one thing that a coach, in my opinion, could do is to just reiterate their value on the team and kind of reinstate that they're invested in them mentally and physically, and allowing them the opportunity to be present in the sport mentally, whether that is still being at practice right on the sideline with them and kind of hearing that coaching coming from the coach right there, rather than sitting over by like the water bottles or off the field, just as an example. And kind of being able to focus on the mental side of their sport when they can't show up physically in the moment. And I think another aspect is just encouragement, letting them know that they are not alone and that they have their support system from their team still is a vital part as well.
Thanks for that insight, Paige. You know, when I was a former student athlete, getting called into the coach's office is like getting called into the teacher's office. And you're like, okay, what did I do? You know, you're all manic defense. Like, coach, what did I do? My coach knew me very well. But for you, Coach Ruth, you have been able to find so many positive ways to have your team have fun and relax away from the court. What were some of those things that you've done with your team, and why do you feel that it's important to incorporate these positive activities so that they're not always stressing about the game itself?
Yeah, I think sometimes we take ourselves a little too serious as coaches, and it really is a game. So I do see basketball as a vehicle for life for these young women. So trying to help create fun, you know, sometimes we'll play dodgeball at the end of the semester and, you know, kind of throw them a curveball with that. Or over the summer we did a sisterhood series where we had guest speakers talk about what is sisterhood like, just hearing from different people from different walks of life. We've gone paintballing. We've read books together over the summer. We read 21 Ways to Be a Great Teammate. We have dinners. We have you know, walking tacos during finals week. We have some traditions that we've started that kids look forward to. Well, sort of. I think they're voluntold to do some of it. So the verdict's still out completely. But I think just being intentional and trying to figure out some things to do. You know, today we were scrimmaging and just laughing when things are funny and just having fun with it can also just lighten the load and the mood.
You know, we all play sports, so, you know, we're competitive. It sometimes comes to us by nature. So the real question is, did you let them beat you in paintball or did you win?
No way. No way.
I don't doubt it.
You know, I think that we definitely bond together more as we see each other on different levels and in different ways. And Paige, I was curious, as a student athlete, do you think that if a coach shared a personal experience, it would help you see them as a real person or rather than just maybe an authority figure?
I definitely think that there is a lot of benefits from a coach being willing and vulnerable to share a personal experience when it's needed, or just kind of show emotion in a way. I feel like, at least for myself growing up, it was, we have to win and we're not going to show emotion because that's going to make us weak. And there has been a great shift in kind of the culture of athletics that goes to show that vulnerability is a unique aspect and it's something that can bring teams together. With that being said, I, along with other athletes, understand that there are a lot of different leadership and coaching styles. So while there are a lot of benefits to a coach being able to do that, it is understood that it can be a hard thing sometimes.
I would agree.
Erin, do you have any advice for a coach with a small staff who may believe that they just don't have enough time to communicate effectively with all of their student athletes?
You know, I think that the best advice I can give to a coach is to do what you do best, and that is to look at your challenges and adapt and use the tools that you have at your disposal. That being said, there are all kinds of options and ways to connect with athletes. It doesn't have to be group meetings where you bring in all these resources from outside. It doesn't have to be lots of individual meetings with different people from the coaching staff. I think just what Coach Huth was talking about earlier is a key, and that's lots of little touches along the way so that the students have an ability to feel heard, be seen, and also interact with you in a different way that may not be on the court or the field. So lots of little touches. It doesn't have to be anything big or rocket science. It's about communication and staying up on what's going on with your athletes. In fact, in some polls that I was reading, those are the most important interactions that coaches and athletes can have, are the little touches along the way, checking in, sending a text message that's not a group text message. But those kind of personal things are important. And the way I think about it is we have the holidays coming up and we give each other cards for the winter holidays and things like that. And sometimes we all sign them as a staff, but what are you going to read most, the single signature or the little blurb that says something to you that is personal? And so those little tiny blurbs along the way that are personal and directed towards the unique athlete, I think are just important.
I think that's good. You know, little things along the way, it doesn't have to be extravagant. You know, thinking outside the box is always good, but that one-on-one communication, especially during the times that we're going through now, probably will benefit coaches and student athletes. You know, the most right now, it's a two-way street. You know, I'm sure Coach Huth would love to get a personalized Christmas card or whatever holiday you celebrate, you know, as well. But she's like, you know what, maybe I'll go a little softer on them on paintball next time.
I think they might appreciate that, Coach Huth.
I know. Sometimes I get out there and I'll demonstrate too. And I'll be like, this is how we do it. And I think part of it is because I just am ready to shoot that day.
So what are some resources that you might recommend to a first year coach on how they could communicate with their teams?
Ooh, well, I don't know if I have the best recommendations, but I think talking to people in your specific sport is really important. Like, what do you do the first 90 days? You know, what are the first 6 months look like? That's really important as the kind of administrative side of the job, but also just connecting with your athletes that are there, getting your staff on board. But I really like this book. It's called Chop Wood, Carry Water. And it just talks about the process instead of the outcome and how we can become growth mindset oriented. So I think those are really good tools. That book is great. John Gordon has some really great books and podcasts that I think are valuable to anybody, really, in all walks of life. Doesn't even need to be a first year head coach. I really like Mindset by Carol Dweck, Grit by Angela Duckworth. Those are all really, really good, valuable books. Again, the process versus the outcome, so that we can realize we can grow into something. The way we are isn't fixed. And I think that's a really important narrative that we begin to understand, as coaches and as athletes.
I think, the process of how you get there is as important as, what happens when you do get there, win or lose. The process of getting better and, building upon yourself, whether that's in sport or, just as a person, I think that's really important. And for those of you who don't know Coach Huth, I sit in on meetings with her once a week, and she is a valuable resource when it comes to reading and books and podcasts and things like that. And I think that those are valuable things to share with your coaching staff and also with athletes as it applies. Paige, I was curious, what's the one thing that a coach can do for their student athletes to let them know that they're cared about as a person, regardless of maybe a win or a loss?
I will try my best to narrow down one thing, but this is such a big question, and it is a very valuable question. For me, I think that one thing is just to consistently show that you are invested in them as a person and a player. One thing that was stated earlier is that athletes are more than just athletes in a way, and that they're people first. And that is important to understand, because athletics is such an important segue into life. All of the important and valuable tools that we learn and how to deal with losses and how to overcome adversity. I think that there are so many influential ways that coaches can help guide and show their players that these tools are going to be used all the way down the road in your life. So going back to the question, just kind of having that investment in their development as a whole human being, I think is one thing that would show the athletes that coaches care.
Today, we were able to talk about being valued, you know, how to let people know that you care about them away from the field. And I just wanted to say a special thank you to Coach Huth and Paige for joining us on today's podcast. Thank you, Aaron, for the incredible insight that you gave. Remember, listeners, that you can visit bigskyconf.com and click on the Mental Health Resources tab under the About section to access more information. Follow us on Twitter @BigSkyConf. And until next time, have a great day, and thanks for listening.